Title: Browser Organization for Sampled Vocals Intermediate, Ableton Live, Drum and Bass Workflow. Alright, today we're doing something that doesn't sound glamorous, but it is absolutely the difference between finishing tracks and getting stuck scrolling. Browser Organization for Sampled Vocals in Ableton Live, specifically for drum and bass. And quick reminder of the DNB reality. Most of the time we're not talking about a full pop vocal sitting on top for 3 minutes. We're talking shots, chops, quick phrases, whispered layers, little bits of character that stamp the drop and glue sections together. The whole point is speed. You want to be able to find the right vocal in seconds, audition it at tempo, and move on before the vibe disappears. By the end of this lesson you'll have three things locked in. 1. A simple folder and naming system that makes sense at 174 BPM. 2. A collection setup in Ableton that acts like your vocal control panel. 3. A couple of stock Ableton vocal racks you can drag on and instantly get DNB-ready results. Let's start with the first big idea. Organize around how you actually use vocals in DNB, not how sample packs are sold. Step 1. Decide your vocal types. Keep your categories tight. Too many folders is just procrastination in a nice outfit. Here are the core buckets that consistently map to DNB writing. Shouts or calls. The one-shot stuff like reload or hey or oi. Phrases or bars. 1-4 bar lines. MC hooks. Anything with rhythm and timing. Full a cappellas. Mainly for bootlegs or if you're building a track around it. Chops or syllables. Single words and tiny fragments you'll sequence like percussion. Atmos and textures. Breaths, whispers, hazy vocal noise, layered ghost stuff, and FX Vox. Robot voices, formant sweeps, vocoder lines, heavy processed moments. Notice what's missing. There's no folder called Vocal Pack 27. We're not browsing pack names anymore. We're browsing functions. Step 2. Build one master folder you can navigate fast. On your sample drive, make a dedicated folder called samples/vocals.dnb. Inside it, use numbered prefixes so things stay sorted at a glance. 01 shouts 1 shots. 02 phrases 1-4 bars. 03 the capellas full. 04 chop syllables. 05 atmos texture. 06 FX Vox. 07 packs unsorted inbox. That inbox folder is the secret weapon. Everything new goes there first. No exceptions. Because if you dump new samples straight into random places, your library becomes a maze, and the maze kills momentum. Coach note, add one more folder now, before you forget. 99 quarantine uncleared. Anything with questionable licensing, anything ripped, anything you're not sure about goes in there. This is how you avoid accidentally exporting a demo with a risky vocal. You'll thank yourself later. Step 3. Create a naming standard that helps during writing. When you're in a session, you don't want to decode file names. You want immediate information. Use a format like type, then vibe, then KY if it matters, then BPM or original BPM if you know it, then source, then notes. So a shout might be, shout aggro na rave pack short. A phrase might be, phrase dark FM 170 mic light clean. A chop might be, chop rolling GM 174 capella 2 sil. An Atmos texture might be, Atmos haunt na field breaths. And here's an upgrade that's way more powerful than people realize. Search tokens you'll actually type. Pick 5 to 10 keywords and keep them consistent. Things like intelligible, garbled, one world, multi, adlib, crowd, whisper, distort, clean, and energy tags that match DNB decisions, hype, menace, cheeky, neutral, stern. Because later, when you're building a drop and you need something menace, intelligible, one world, you can literally search that. That's not organization for its own sake. That's organization that writes music faster. Step 4. Add this folder to Ableton and make it muscle memory. In Live's browser, go to Places. Choose Add Folder and add your vocals DNB folder. Pin it in the sidebar if your version allows it. Then commit to a rule. Once this system exists, you don't browse vocals through random pack folders anymore. You always go through your curated structure. That's how it stays clean. Step 5. Set up collections like a DNB producer. Collections are basically your color-coded quick pick system. Most people use them like favorites. We're going to use them like categories, so you can grab without thinking. Here's a strong setup. One color for drop killers. The absolute best. Minimal processing needed. Instant impact. Another for MC or rave energy. Another for ghost box, airy layers, breaths, spooky pads. Another for chop amo, short rhythmic syllables. Another for intro cinema, spoken word, radio, narrative. Another for bootleg tools, full a cappellas you're cleared to use. Then you tag fast. Click a sample and hit number keys to assign it to a collection. Now you're not searching mid-session, you're grabbing. Coach note, if you use ratings outside Ableton, rate by function, not taste. 5-star means, works in a drop with minimal processing. 3-star means, needs editing or warp but worth keeping. 1-star means, texture or resample only. That way, your ratings directly translate into speed. Step 6. Audition vocals in time at DNB tempo. This is huge. DNB is tempo sensitive. A phrase that feels spacious at 140 can feel like it's sprinting at 174. Turn on preview in the browser. Set your project tempo around 174, or wherever you write, 172 to 176. When you find something promising, drag it into an audio track and check warping. For phrases, Complex Pro is usually the move because it handles formants better. If it starts sounding chipmunky or weird, tweak the formants in Complex Pro. For short shouts and tight one-shots, Beats Mode often stays punchier and more percussive. You're making a choice here. Clarity and tone for phrases, impact and transient snap for shots. Now, before we even process, do a micro edits pass. This is a pro habit. Crop silence. Set the start marker properly. Add a tiny fade in and fade out. Fix any click. This takes 10 seconds and makes every rack you use afterwards sound more expensive, and it makes resampling clean. Step 7. Save go to vocal racks into your user library using only stock devices. This is where you start feeling fast. Rack A. Tight MC shout for the drop. Start with EQ8. High pass around 110 to 160 Hz to remove rumble. If it's muddy, dip around 250 to 400. If it needs to speak, add a little presence around 3 to 6K. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 4 to 1. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. You're pinning it in place, not crushing it. Then saturator with soft clip on. Drive 2 to 6 dB, but watch the output so you're not just getting louder. Limiter only if peaks are wild. Group those devices into an audio effect rack. Name it Tight MC Shout Drop, and save it to user library under Audio Effect Racks. Vocals DNB. Rack B. Ghost Box Layer. EQ8. High pass much higher, around 200 to 350. If it's hissy, gently roll off top end. Hybrid reverb, hall or plate. Decay between 2.5 to 6 seconds depending on the section. And darken the reverb, with a high cut around 6 to 9K so it doesn't fizz on top of your hats. Then autopan, synced at 1/4 or 1/8, subtle amount for movement. Then utility, widen it to around 120 to 160%. Wide but quiet, that's the vibe. Rack C. Radio or telephone intro vox. EQ8 band pass. High pass around 300, low pass around 3 to 5K. Add overdrive or saturator for grit. Optional redux for a little downsample texture, subtle. Then a small room reverb or echo, often 1/8 or dotted 1/8, filtered, low feedback. Save these racks. The goal is, you find a vocal, you drop it in, you slap a rack on, and you're already close. Sound design extra. Quick but powerful. Make a return track called VOX Body. Put an EQ low pass around 2 to 4K to remove harshness, then saturator, then a fairly heavy compressor with a fastish attack. Send shouts to it quietly. It adds chest and thickness without making the vocal brighter or fading the snare. Step 8. Build a vocal session template so you don't rebuild routing every project. Make a group called Vocals. Inside, create tracks. Vox Shouts. Keep it mostly mono. Vox Chops. Mono. Vox Phrases. Mono or stereo depending on the sample. Vox Atmos, stereo. And set up returns. A short room reverb. A ping pong or echo delay. A long dark reverb. Low pass. This is a DNB habit worth repeating. Keep most vocal shots fairly mono so the drop stays focused. Let Atmos and Tails provide the width. Advanced Varination. If you want to get even faster over time, build a tool library system. IRAW folder for untouched originals. A ready folder for trimmed, leveled, labeled, and maybe pre-warped versions. Rule. You only write with ready. RAW is archive. And for frequently used phrases, create a duplicated version, with a suffix like warp 174 so you're not rewarping every project. Step 9. Use vocals as arrangement markers, not constant content. Rolling DNB especially rewards restraint. Less vocal, more impact. Here's a practical map. In the intro, use radio or telephone phrase plus a ghost texture to set mood. In the build, add short chops that increase in density over the last 4 to 8 bars. On the drop, Hit one strong shout right at bar 1, then maybe small fills at bar 4 or 8. At the mid-drop switch, use a different phrase or a callow to announce the change. In the outro, degrade or low-pass your vocal atmos to transition out. If you want a clean rule, plan 3 vocal moments per 32 bars. Bar 1, identity stamp. Bar 17, varination announcement, maybe different processing. Last 2 bars, transition or throw. And one of the best DNB tricks, the recontext move. Use the same vocal phrase twice, but treat it differently. First time, dry, mono, punchy. Second time, filtered, radio, long tail. The listener hears new idea, but you didn't clutter the arrangement. Common mistakes to avoid while you build the system. Don't keep vocals inside pack folders forever. That's how you lose the 1-6 shout. Don't skip naming. Vox 03 Final is a creativity killer. Don't warp everything the same way. Complex pro for phrases, beats for shots, on purpose. Don't overlayer vocals in the drop. If the snare and bass are the stars, vocals punctuate, and don't ignore legal notes. Quarantine anything unclear. Now let's do a quick practice run you can finish in about 20 minutes. Dump 20 random vocal samples into your inbox folder. In Ableton, audition and sort them. 5 shouts, 5 chops, 5 phrases, 5 atmos or FX. Tag your best 3 as drop killers in your red collection. Drag 1 shout into a track, apply your tight MC shout rack. Then automate an echo send only on the last word, classic DNB throw, and build a 16-bar loop. Bar 1, shout. Bar 4, chop fill. Bar 8, phrase tail. Bar 16, big shout with a long dark verb throw. Export that 16 bars as a reference. That's your repeatable system. Final recap, you're building a DNB relevant folder structure with an inbox so new stuff doesn't explode your library. You're using collections as fast access categories so you grab instead of search. You're auditioning at 174 and warping with intention. You're saving stock Ableton vocal racks so everything becomes usable instantly. And you're placing vocals like impact markers so the track stays heavy, focused, and memorable. If you tell me what substyle you're writing right now, rollers, jump up, deep minimal, jungle, I can suggest a tailored collections layout, a tight set of keywords to bake into file names, and a couple more vocal racks that match that exact energy.